Whenever there's a siege of cash, there's a regime that is followed by the police. First of all, the funds have to be checked off, and there's a very time-consuming process that is used. For example, registration of serial numbers, taking photographs, etc. That is done, and then depends on the type of offenses, the financial investigation division do get involved, and they will make the appropriate application to the court for the seizure of the cash once it represents proceeds of crime. In the instant case that you are referencing, the investigation is ongoing, and I am not going to comment much on that, but that's the regime. The court will finally make the determination as to the disposal of the cash that is seized. Whenever these huge amounts of money are recovered, it is lodged at the Bank of Jamaica.